Through constant diversion, I find a lesser version of myself. Multiple directions at once leaves me disordered. My soul itself gets drawn and quartered. The horses, my ambitions, the ropes, my addictions. I tie them on myself, no one else to blame for my affliction. Implicit submission to whatever temptation comes my way. These bindings are as familiar as this sense of being frayed. I'm afraid dismemberment is like a membership. Dues are paid indefinitely until I choose to cancel it. Cancel it. Can I really do it? Whole is a word that scares me. I wouldn't know what to do with it. Holes, I get. But being whole? Well, at least not yet. But I can imagine. Arms and legs unbound. Instead of pulled out from under me, feet planted firmly on the ground. Body upright, relaxed and at rest, instead of tense and uptight, centered with a sense of real self, so that no, no becomes a word I can take back off the shelf. I'll dust it off and make it ready for use, a powerful weapon against my self-inflicted abuse. I say it to myself, I say it to addiction, I say it 1,000 times, I say it because I have value regardless of my crimes. I'll say no, because in the end it lets me say yes to God, to who I was meant to be, and to my best. I'll stand whole, full, and new, alone if I have to, looking inside for validation, and no offense, but not even to you. As I consider my holes, I can't help but think about his. Pierced for my transgressions, died for me, yet lives by his wounds. I know I'm healed, but how? How do I make it real? He's not asking me to pull myself up by my bootstraps or just figure it out. We both know I've tried. I don't have that kind of clout. Trying harder just leaves me failing again, with guilt and shame as traveling friends. But it's when I admit I can't do it that my healing begins. I confess my weakness and seek to depend on him. I lean in, or more precisely, I fall back. Surrender's my greatest weapon against the enemy's attack. Look, God's more to me than a crutch. He's both my legs and my heartbeat. Without him, I couldn't even begin to get to my feet. Now, I know this cuts against our self-sufficient independence, United States of America, self-will, no dependence. But herein lies the paradox of Jesus' kingdom. It's only the sick who get healed and the blind who get to see him. It's only the sick who get healed and the blind who get to see him.